Can we touch on imali eningi? Where do you think it went wrong? Yo, welcome to another episode Sludge Underground, alternative first of its kind, Lunacy Drops, aka Skidla Samantombazane, aka Skidla Itobozinto Mntwana out here. I'm not alone, I got the homie Alpha. How's it going, fam?
Let me just say, they call me Alpha the Born Sinner, they call me the core pillar regardless the competition. You know that the boy is illa. For those who don't know, I'm that guy, Alpha the Born Sinner. Mr. 031, I be the type of nigga, tell a skinny bitch, you shake a titty, yeah. She shake, got no ass to the teller.
We have so much to talk about, actually. Because that's where I got to know you. Because that's where I got to know you.
I'm that guy. Like, if you don't know, and if you do know, I'm a young lighty from the Nerms, originally from Sydney.
Yeah.
I stay in town now, but I'm originally from Sydney.
Yeah.
That's where I got my teeth cut. That's where that's what we call it, right?
Yeah.
That's where I got my teeth cut. That's where a lot of my upbringing was done, and the person that I am today, that's where he was created.
Yeah.
Sydney. And for you all who don't know, Sydney is a very small place on the outside of Durban, the city center.
I say
Overport.
Yeah, I see that. I think Blackie is from that.
Yeah, logo. Actually, fun fact. I didn't want to say this. Yeah. But fun fact, me and Blackie from the same flat.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, B Block Boys. Shout out Squad 6. Shout out Tyler at Hull Road. But yeah,
Sydenham.
We Sydenham Hyde Boys.
Yeah.
You understand? So, me, Biggie from Squad 6 and Blackie.
Yeah.
From the same flat. Black is from 4th floor, I'm from the 8th floor.
No, that's crazy.
Same, like, literally same flat, bro.
Yeah. So tell us, before Alpha, tell us, like, your government, tell us about the nigga that you were.
Oh, the light.
Like, the nigga that you were before everything else.
Yeah.
Before we get to Alpha.
Okay, so Tando, Undamase, Ufago, Chigicho. Undamase, most people know that. But anyways, I'm a 26-year-old. Xhosa bro from the Mount Elif, Eastern Cape Mountains. You understand? I'm that bro, and a lot of people don't know that.
So, what influenced you into the music as Ulokuzan, Undamas,
just as a Xhosa bro?
What introduced you to music, especially hip hop, and what influenced you to actually usuka from being a fan to an actual artist yourself?
Okay, so I was introduced to hip hop as I'd say the culture from my late uncle. Madam Chama, R.I.P. the GOAT.
R.I.P.
So my uncle, I actually never told the story before. So my uncle used to play a whole lot of B.I.G. in the crib, a whole lot of Ice Cube, a whole lot of. So when you'd wake up in the morning, like, he's bumping it. So it became umculo okhona nje around the noma edladleni.
Yeah.
Like how other people grew up to listening to the blues on the Sunday.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to hard hip hop every morning. You understand? Because he'd wake up, shy joint, bumping that old school hip hop.
Yeah.
Ice Cubes, the Ice Teas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was that bro.
Yeah.
So that's where the bug kind of
bit
of like the music.
Yeah.
But the culture, I'd say, from Sydenham.
Okay.
Sydenham is very hip hop influenced. Very LA influenced. Very LA influenced. Very LA influenced.
We can tell. You know?
Bro, look at me.
Very
LA influenced. Yeah. So. Like, there's Crips and Bloods in Sydenham.
What?
Like, for real. You ain't gonna cap.
Yeah.
But anyways, we very LA influenced. So that culture was very prominent in my upbringing. There's a huge narcotic culture in Sydenham. So the hip hop and narcotic culture is sorta interlinked, as I say, very LA influenced.
Yeah.
There's a lot of narcotic sellers or distributors, as the I call them. You understand? So there's a lot of people that delve in that business the around blood. There. You understand? Yeah. So that culture of just making money, looking good, the gold, all of that shit, that's from there. You understand? That's from that culture of just, so you take that and you blend it with the music that I used to get at home. And then I got introduced to a young kid by the name of Lil Wayne. So my uncle was a huge Nipsey Hussle fan.
Yeah.
But when I got introduced to Lil Wayne, he was speaking a lot of the shit that I didn't have to think about. Like, Nip groomed me and made me the person, the businessman that I am today, right? Because I had to think about and research everything that he said. But when Wayne hit, it was like, you're talking about this shit that I see every day. Exactly. You understand? So I got introduced to Lil Wayne and I was like, fuck it, bruh. I could do this. Like, I have experiences like this, bro.
Yeah.
You understand? I see the shit that he talks about. You understand? So I was like, hey, let me see if I could dial that and put it into a... I used to write poems, though, back in the day. So I was like, let me see if I could put it into a poem and see if I could structure it into a poem.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Hence we here.
Yeah. And then... I be the type of nigga tell a skinny bitch
shit. Let's go to that. Because that's what I'm going to know about you, dog. Like, okay, this is...
Fast forward 2019.
I think 2018, 2019.
End 2018, actually.
Yeah, I think there's now a Malining situation going on. Yeah, I think they were doing something called a Mayhem or something like that.
So, yeah.
They drop a joint called Gumawa Dog.
Exactly.
And because I knew, like, I was already following the people on Gumawa Dog. Skin, the Celestial Mike. Celestial Mike, a big fan of Celestial.
Appreciate
it.
So I saw
Uti, okay, I might cheat out dropping something.
Yeah.
You were the one I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I saw the name, but I was like, okay, the song dropped. Like, crazy. Dog.
Hey,
tell us about how that happened and how you linked up with those names to actually making that song.
2017.
Yeah.
Right? 2017, I'm in Pretoria. Worst year of my life.
True.
Worst year of my life, bro. I'm locked up. I'm in general, and what they call it, general population of a maximum security prison.
Gosh, you're in a dog.
My dog.
Gosh,
bro.
Like, you know, that real, dog.
Bro.
Fuck, dog.
Right? So 2017, right? Fast forward, end of 2017, I come out.
Yeah.
I was only locked up for like a week, technically.
But yeah,
I was in custody for some time.
Shit.
But right. So I come out end of 2017. I'm like, fuck it, dog. I'm done with Pretoria. Like, this shit is not happening. You feel?
Yeah.
It's like, I need to leave. So I leave and I come back to Durban, and my mom is like, yo, bruh, you gotta do some, because the shit that was happening in Pretoria wasn't it.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta come back and do some. So I enrolled the Boston. And then that's when I met a guy by the name of Gene Blaze. Gene Blaze is, I don't know if you'll know him, he's a creative in Durban.
Yeah.
So he told me about the MyConnect situation.
Okay. Yeah. The biggest thing in Durban.
Yeah, I understand.
Back then. Yeah.
So he told me about the MyConnect situation. And he's like, yo, bruh, if we could do this, you could show people exactly what you do and also gain attraction, and you can move your own way. You understand? It's like, all right, okay, cool. So we work on dropping a project called Before My Time.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped Before My Time. I was in first year Boston. Fast forward, that's 2018.
Yeah.
End of 2018, we do MyConnect.
Yeah.
With Gene Blaze and my manager. So we're like, yo, let's do MyConnect. We enter it, I go through, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. And then semifinals, blah, 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 and how it went through.
Yeah.
That's where I met Celeste. That's where I met T-Bag.
Yeah.
I saw Wobbly, didn't really have a conversation with Wobbly there.
Yeah.
But anyways, right? My connect happens, boom, 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 woo, woo, this happens. And then end of 2018, I think it was October, November, around those times. T-Bag sends me a DM. He's like, yo, bro, I like what you were doing. Pull up at the sessions on Sundays. You see what we could do.
Yeah.
So I pull up, and I think it was my third session there at the time. And then Wobbly pulls up. Yeah, he had a gig the previous night, I think.
Yeah.
Drunk as a motherfucker, he's like, yo, gents, there's a song that I want to do. He sits down, make a laptop, he starts creating a beat. Out of the blue, nje. We're smoking, we're chilling. Wabli class this beat. It's like, yo, hey, Celeste, come inside. Sharp out a hook here. You understand? You understand? It's like, yo, Rasta, come inside. Sharp out a hook here. Ah, Rasta, come inside. I sharp out a hook. Clean.
Yeah.
Crazy. You understand? Crazy.
Yeah.
And so we're hearing that hook bump for a long time.
It's like, Alpha,
jump in. Hey. And now me, I'm like, wait, dog. This bro, not even like familiar like that with this bro.
Yeah.
The only time I saw him was at Views.
Yeah.
When he was like, when Bang Bang channeled and figure on these Sunday sessions.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not familiar with this bro. Hey, I pull up, I sharp at a verse. It's like, hey, you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna break your verse Alpha in half here, like this, and then you're gonna sharp a skindy in the middle.
Mm.
You understand? You say you're gonna fire a skindy in the middle. Aye, fire a skindy, he pisses the thing. Ooh. You understand? So for me, that song wasn't even my power, right? Like, I was there as a spectator.
Shit.
Even though I was participating, but I was there as a spectator.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, shit. Like, how does she have it like this right in front of me? And I'm a member in this team too.
Oh, that's crazy. Thing.
And that's what birthed everything. And I feel like that was the beautiful moment that birthed everything. It birthed the relationship between us, firstly.
Yeah.
It birthed the roster. You know what I mean? It birthed, because in that song, people don't know, Pete Dogg's a part of that song.
Yeah.
Pete Dogg does the ad libs on that song.
I think I've heard that.
Dando does the Excel Wab
yeah.
On my verse.
Yeah.
So, like, that roster of Malenengi was birth of that song.
Okay.
You understand? So,
can we touch on Malenengi?
Yeah.
How was the experience for you personally?
For me personally, the experience was amazing. I don't even care.
Where do you think it went wrong?
I don't know. I wasn't there when it went wrong. So I wasn't in the room.
But
so
when Wabona put sex in machine,
when I was supposed to release something and it wasn't happening the right way. Like, it wasn't coming the right way. And
okay, like, you've recorded.
Yeah.
Who are you reporting to? Who are you telling?
Okay, okay, so our GM was T-Bag.
Yeah.
That's our GM, and our A&R was Wabli.
Okay.
Right. So if I needed beats, if I needed artists, if I needed recording space or situations, I'd talk to Wabli.
Okay.
But if I needed release, if I needed anything else that has to do with Rundown, I talk to T-Bag.
So when you tell T-Bag, like, say, I want to drop, what is T-Bag saying?
There's conversations about the drop that I'm not a part of that stole the drop.
Okay.
You understand? There's conversations that the company really needs to focus on A, needs to focus on B, needs to focus on C, and I am not A, B, or C. You understand?
Okay.
It makes sense. Like, I get to understand it when you become a businessman.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's really nothing personal. It's just the GM at the time had a different vision to what you had.
Okay.
As an artist or as talent in the organization. You understand? So, like, what made it go wrong is the conversations that I wasn't a part of, unfortunately. But it went wrong in the conversations, dog. I won't lie to you. And, yeah, like, it was a very sad thing, bro. Like, I'm yet to see something like that in the city. That was the first time we had something of this. Like, we had some FUBU energy, bro.
I think it was the second. There was a Loft Tape situation after Witness the Funk, after Palm Tree Paradise.
Yeah.
No. There was a Loft Tape situation.
Oh. Like, I remember Loft. I wasn't tape. Around of that. I wasn't around with that. Yeah.
So that was the second
at time. At Loft Studios. I remember Loft Studios. Like, I remember Loft Studios. Yeah.
So I think it was the second wave of that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see more of that. Hopefully, with every champion mistake or whatever, Amachita Funda, and we can get to a place where champion will get it right.
Yeah.
But, and maybe we need to start talking about the things that go wrong so that we know how to move forward.
How to actually find it out.
Yeah, but we need to start
how to actually find it out. Yeah.
Like if I open a record label and I take an L,
yeah,
I need to be able to talk about the L that I took.
That I took, so yeah, to make sure that A, B, C person that comes up with another record label.
Exactly. So that maybe even people who can help can be like, actually, you just needed to do
A, B, C. I could do this for you. Yeah.
We all learn.
Facts.
Yeah, but as it says, we can work. The name isn't the most cool thing because I feel like it's enough to even learn from each other.
Yeah.
Like, so, there's so many other things.
Another thing, I feel like we, as though the industry does not respect the creatives. Like
The energy of the business or the people.
So the business does not respect the creatives.
Okay.
I was actually having a conversation with JP about this. JP Kumet.
Yeah.
Bro, we could create the dopest shit. We could create the dopest shit.
Yeah.
And we'd still have to bargain to get a bag.
Okay. Are you
Lapo, the people that are commissioning the bag have been given a budget that is sufficient for anything.
Okay.
But they still want you, Uguti, you'd have to beg for a percentage of what you are worth, even though you create such dope shit.
Do we feel like the artists themselves are well represented in those negotiations, in those conversations? Maybe they should.
Yes.
Because I feel like sometimes the artists as well do not know how to represent themselves or speak for themselves. So they need bodies.
Yeah, facts.
They need companies.
Facts. We need artist managers, yes.
Exactly.
We need creative directors,
we
yes.
We need PR. You understand? We need yes. all of those things.
Yes, but also we need to respect these people.
Yeah.
Because look, bro, like, it's not easy for me to go to studio,
yeah,
like, record a dope ass song,
yeah,
and then go to you, tell you, hey, yo, bro, can you mix the song for me?
Yeah.
And go to Naseem and tell her, yo, bro, can you shoot this thing for me? Mm. I'm paying you, I'm paying him, I'm paying everybody, and then when I have to get a gig, nobody paying me.
That's nice.
Like, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm feeling you.
Like, I pay you for the recording, for mixing my song.
It's
beautiful. Now I pay him for shooting it. We got a dope video. You understand?
But that's what I'm saying.
And then we go to gigs, nobody paying me.
I feel like we need to get to a point where we need to address that disconnect between all of those things, especially in Durban, because I feel like there's a disconnect in everything.
In Durban.
Durban is crazy.
Dog, I got to Joburg when I was I moved to Joburg end of last year or 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I got to Joburg, dog, in 2 months, 3 months, I got myself a gig that was paying. Like, they asked me, dog, what is your rate? Invoice me. You understand? Like, conversations that give you respect.
Yeah.
Like, what's your rate? That conversation is a very critical conversation. Like, what's your rate?
Yeah.
You understand? Send me an invoice.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? These are very respectful conversations that you could have with proper entities.
I feel like...
Why not treat us as entities?
100%. I feel like we have a long way to go in Durban because...
Yeah.
You get a conversation where kutiwa... Send us an invoice.
Yeah.
Do this.
Yeah.
Do that. That's them talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure now you have a way of talking to them. In Durban, we have a long way to go. There are people in Durban who will say, hey, dog, I don't even, like, look at my emails. Like,
as an artist, you have a problem with that. You have a problem with that.
Like, dog, like for my real. Emails, dog, like. And you'll be like, except, dog, I sent you an email. So, like, dog, I'm not phone my email.
And that time, Mumundu Zoti, he booked me. At booking.com, so, like, yo.
So, Kunendo, Uguti, we have a long way to go on the business, but also Thanks. Now, my artist, I feel like we should take some. And
thanks.
Ang funu guti ngati ngayakleka.
I know, Kleka, dog.
No, that's why
I know. Kleka, dog.
Like,
bro, Durban rappers or Durban creatives or Durban musicians
do not
take themselves seriously.
You understand? Talk that shit.
They don't take themselves, some of them, not all of your guys. Y'all know I fuck with some of y'all. You understand? Shout out Slim Ego and Notone, he just dropped some. And that was them taking themselves seriously. You understand?
Shout out.
He went to go shoot a visualizer for a song that he believes in.
Shout out.
And he put it out. You understand? Like a serious person.
Shout out.
Some of y'all don't take yourselves seriously. Y'all don't take your images seriously. Y'all out here on your social medias smoking weed. Dog, I smoke weed. But you go on my Instagram, you'd never find me smoking weed. I promise you that. I'm not trying to prove this shit to nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not, dog. Woo. Like, I am not. You get what I'm saying? I'm literally not trying to prove anything to nobody.
Then you shan't this that we saw Nuna Zipa, an artist was talking like, and as no matter an interview or what, he's on camera, he's high as fuck. And as no matter it was the nigga or it was the alcohol, he's like, me now wanted to be like, hey,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, I know. We'll talk about it off camera,
bro. Like, I feel like we need it.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize why I took the stance to go pink lighter.
Yeah.
You understand?
Tell us about that.
So the pink lighter situation is a brand that I built. It was a rebrand from the Malinini situation.
Yeah.
I cut my hair, dyed it blonde. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, it was a total rebrand.
Yeah.
Like, people knew me as this guy, this cornrowed nigga from Malinini.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I cut my hair, dyed it blonde, and I started wearing pink. You understand?
Yeah.
And for, so I'm dropping a trilogy of music right now that is inspired by this pink lighter energy. And this, so it's a new embodiment of a persona that you like, you know what? I'm this guy now.
Or we're
on this level now. You get what I'm saying? And that's you taking yourself seriously as an artist.
Boss.
And creating. And like we stay creating. You understand? We stay creating. And that's what I feel like you had to say, or anybody, or me too. I have to say that because these are my brothers.
Yeah.
And if I don't tell them, who will? You understand?
Boss.
Na mikhona la ngileka khona, mfuqa mamang.
Yeah.
Khona la ngileka khona. And if nobody tells me, I won't grow. I won't grow, exactly.
Boss.
You get what I'm saying? So we need to take ourselves seriously, dog. Kunda, bro. Naman kundi living namhlanje.
You don't have to wear
like
expensive.
The expensive shit, dog. Shout out African Shade. I'm here with Durban merch.
Shout out.
This is a Durban guy creating Durban clothing, and I'm a Durban artist promoting him. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm looking clean, and this is all free shit.
Yeah.
You understand? Shout out Noma Style for the hood, for the jacket. You understand? It's all just helping each other and being conducive as a creative space.
Because
I don't want to say I'm a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm not an artist. No, I'm a creative.
Yeah.
You are a creative. He's a creative. If I am wearing a sludge hoodie, I am merely like, how can I say it? We are creating a conducive creative space.
Yeah.
You understand? Where everybody can gel their ideas with each other.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what we need, bro. Other than that, we done.
This conversation has been a mouthful, dog.
Bro,
I feel like there's so many things we can like expand
touch.
On.
We didn't even touch.
That's what I'm saying. I hope we can have a part two where we can actually now.
Yeah, listen,
this is
cool being
us, like
definitely.
Expand. But
definitely.
this conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been the one, bro.
Definitely.
Please
appreciate
just tell
it.
Tell the people where they can get you.
Where
they can, like, on social media, tell the people where they can get you
and if
they want your music, where they can get you if they want to book you.
Yeah. So. Social media platforms everywhere, it's alpha_v_mr031, except on TikTok. There's no underscore on TikTok. My music is on Audio Mac at the moment. As I said, I'm trying to fix my business up. 33% coming soon.
Shout out
make
to
sure 33%, that's the dream, that's the energy. We're going crazy after that.
Crazy.
You understand? So once 33% is set up, I'm gonna create everything that's gonna come and channel over through it. So all my music, just get it on audio mac .com_alpha_v_mr031. Facebook, for bookings, get me on alpha_v_bookings@gmail.com, bro. alphavbooking @gmail.com. Okay. Catch me there. Rate time my biz, but serious. Trust me, it's gonna be a problem. Yeah, facts. I just checked it this morning.
That should be a lesson. Please check your emails.
Yeah, bro.
Check your emails.
Check your emails. Check your DMs. Your DMs.
Nigga.
One thing I had to say before we lock in. I almost lost the booking because I didn't check my email back in the day. There's a friend I had that had connected to Cozy FM with the news volume.
Sure.
Nigga had me booked for 3 days, dog, at 5K per day.
Fuck.
That's a 15K gig, dog, that and I could have lost just because I didn't check my email.
That's game, dog. Like, that's
catching, trust me.
Okay, Tinez, it's Sludge Underground. If to find us on Twitter, we are at Sludge031. Instagram @SludgeUnderground, Facebook @SludgeUndergroundPodcast, and on TikTok as well. We have a website where you can get this episode on, and you can get the merch on. You can get almost everything Sludge related on the website. We are also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and I am Lunati @Lunati_drops. The Lunati has a double I, and I am Andile Lunati Pila Matsonzi on Facebook. And in fact, to all of it, thank you so much, dog.
Yeah, boy, my bro. Appreciate you for having me. Appreciate you for listening to me, my dog.
I will.
More music coming soon. Man, my niggas be calling me.
Let's go. Sure.
Be the type of nigga, tell a skinny bitch, you shake her titties and she got no ass with her. Tell her, she on the town full of rig. I'm on a hill